station Houston on 2 for a go back on IPV when available.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Johnny, sorry to bother you guys again, but we want to get on the same page, make sure we have a full understanding of what is and what's not working, since our understanding of the ops server issue is a little bit different than what you had. So correct me if I'm wrong here. What you said is procedures are working on SSCs, but not on the iPads, and then your personal pages are actually working. Is that accurate so far?
Those are good words. IPV, the app itself on our tablets, does not work. I've looked, we've tried the 5 and 2.4 gigahertz for CloudNet and MSL. I've gone into the settings to look at the URL that the server's pointing at. It looks to be okay, as is the profile, username, and password. No reason to suspect those would have changed overnight either. And so there's something going on wirelessly accessing IPV. The SSCs do work.
Okay, copy that. Are there any other applications that are not working on your iPad that you've been able to notice so far?
It's hard to say definitively so far. This is one of the things that we might realize throughout the day, oh, this doesn't work or that doesn't work. But right now, everything seems to be working, except for IPV.
Okay, copy that. We definitely know it's not an ideal situation right here. Wanted to get your thoughts on here with the limitation you have with only having procedures on the SSCs. Are you comfortable working through this morning and waiting until the Orbit 2 shift to get support? If you're not and it's too much of a pain, we can try to get a Pluto in to get something going faster for you guys.
Let me think about that. I'm just kidding. We're good. We do appreciate your thoughts about that. I'm showing the crew right now how to print the PDF and then transfer those said PDFs to our iPad, which we can then open up with Adobe Reader. So we do have various options. One thing that could be really helpful is if you look ahead on the timeline and grab the Excel file that manifests for each spill note and then make them either as an execute note or an email or something, that'll enable us to transfer those Excel files so that we can see them on our iPads. That would be really helpful.
Yeah, copy that, Johnny. Thanks for that right there. Give us a little time to work on how we would do that on here. We'll get back to you, but we'll try to do the best we can to make it as convenient as possible for you.
Okay. Please don't call. You don't need to call in anyone for that. Just to let you know, we have a good old print screen and can get those PDFs onto our iPads. If you're not, you've got millennials up here.
All right. Copy that. If things change and you do feel you need some support faster on there, just let us know and we'll support you the best we can on here. Thanks, guys.
Station 2 for Stone Notes.
With you on Tuesday, Zena, go ahead.
Just a heads up, Stone Notes worked just fine on the iPad, so it's really just IPV procedures. Didn't want you guys to do extra work for that.
Okay, copy. So just to make sure, no need to email you up a list of Stone Notes, correct?
That is correct, or at least that's my experience on my tablet. I'll let others speak up if they're experiencing differently, but it really just seems to be the IPV server.
Okay, copy that. Will do. If things change, feel free to call.
Thank you. Huntsville, Station 2 for AstroBeam.
Go ahead, Zena.
We're just verifying with you in Step 3 of the execution note that there are 7 charged batteries in the charged battery bag. There was a Ziploc bag of discharged batteries. They all had 1 or 0 bars, and there were also 7 batteries in that bag. But then I found an extra stash in the lid of the CTB, and those all have 4 bars. Wondering if those are okay to use.
Hey, firm. Good catch.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sensation on Space to Ground 2.
Mike, got you on too. Go ahead.
Good morning. The pressure management device setup is complete. And on step number 4, to report to you that the quick release pin is in the pump's operating position.
Good config. Thanks for the report.
Sensation on 2 for pressure management device.
With you, Mike. Go ahead.
I'm on procedure 2.8.110 in the setup phase, and I'm on step number 15 looking for a go to power on the inverter.
And you are go.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Station on 2 for pressure management.
Hey, Mike, got you on 2 about a minute and a half before we hit some blockage.
All right, I'll be quick. Everything looked good. So what that means is that we had a successful power-up of the device on node 1, deck 1, and all of the indications are nominal. Any questions?
We are super happy. Thanks for the report, Mike.
Far so good. See you on the other side.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. We're about to do our portable bus activity, so last call for PWD, XPWD. Here in a minute when we start, we expect it to be down for about 30 to 40 minutes.
To Station 2, thanks for the heads up. The crew is good with water, you can secure it.
Sounds great. Thanks, Johnny. I'll give you a call here in a minute before we start the whistle that I warned you about earlier.
Until Station 2, LSG work volume is deployed.
Beautiful. Thanks, Dana.
Station Houston on 2. Here comes the whistle. If you're in the lab, remember your ear protection.
Station 2, EMER, ammonia, NH3 relocate activity with a question on the sound notes.
And we're with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
So, generally speaking, I'm finding these masks okay. The emergency respirators, let's say, for example, row 3, I found that. But then in row 4, the ammonia cartridge is attached to it. In this case, 2283 and 2298. I'm not finding serial numbers on any of these masks. That seems to be a general theme for all of the, I'm sorry, on any of the cartridges. I'm not finding any serial numbers, which is a general theme. Do you want me to write numbers, serial numbers on these cartridges, assuming that they're all correct?
Checking. Yeah, Johnny Beck with you. That's a good question on there. A little bit of an error in the stow note there. We actually don't care what serial number cartridges on the mask. We just want to ensure that you do have two cartridges connected to each mask. I'll copy.
Okay, thank you for that big picture intent. I will make that happen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sorry for the error with that.
No worries. We appreciate your support each day. Houston Station 2, question on the EMER NH3 relocate stow note.
And we're with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Got in my emergency use stowage bag, stow number 1008. If I can direct your attention to, I guess, rows 2 through 20. So I found all those things that you all were expecting, but I also found a bag of towels, clean towels, as well as a bag, Ziploc bag of 5 Adidas safety glasses. I'll bring them up to the lab camcorder so you can have a visual. No rush on getting back to me and what you'd like me to do with these.
Copy that, Johnny, and we're in the process of routing that camcorder. We can't see it quite yet. All right, Johnny, we can see you now. Copy. We got some good views of that, Johnny. Give us a second to figure out the plan for you. All right, Johnny. So we double-checked on the ground, and it looks like that bag is where we expect those towels and glasses to be. So you can go ahead and just leave them in that bag. Appreciate you giving us a heads up. Copy. Thumbs up.
Just a quick answer and an amendment to what I said earlier. There are only 4 of these glasses, not 5.
Copy. 4 glasses. And Johnny, or any other crew member on here, just a FYI, here in about 12 minutes, we're going to hit about a 30-minute LOS on here. So just wanted to check with you guys, anything that you need during that LOS time, just give us a call before you hit that block.
Copy, I'll spread the word. Are there any goes in any procedures that you're expecting we might need?
Checking. And Johnny, back with you real quick. So on your timeline, that region recycle tank activity that actually starts when we pick up comm again, we're going to go ahead and put the ground commanding in work now. So if we get that complete before the LOS, we can go ahead and give you a proactive goal on that one. Nothing else we're tracking during the LOS.
Please. All right. Thanks for that, Todd.
And Station Houston on 2, no response required. We've completed our portable bus activities. You are go to use PWD and XPWD.
Station copy. Thank you.
Johnny, Houston's back with you on 2. We have completed our ground commanding for the recycle tank activity. You can pick up with that whenever you would like and confirm safing's complete in step 2.4. Copy, thumbs up.
And I identified it. Thought, well, maybe there was a mix up in the serial numbers you were expecting were in UM, but the ones in UM were 1015 and 1016. I'll copy.
And we copy the deltas there, Johnny. Thanks for the added info. We will mark it down.
No problem.
And Johnny, just one quick go back on your recycle take activity here. Can you confirm for us that you're using the Brian Yedeve serial number 1454?
Yes, that's serial number 1454.
Perfect. That's what we needed. Thanks for the help, Johnny.
Houston Station 2 for Stoke Track and Cygnus. Big picture question.
With you on 2, Zena, go ahead.
Hey, I know this may be a question for the Increment team or for Orbit 2, but I'm looking ahead in Stoke Track, especially at steps 293 through 297, and currently the PMM bays 3 and 4 are completely full. The whole volume is just full, and then bay 2 is already pretty full of JSBs. So I'm looking at an 8.0, 3 4.0s, and a 10.0 that are going to be temp stowed in PMM at the start of overnight park. I'm wondering if we can think ahead and find an alternate location for those. Maybe if we don't have any EMU activities going on, we could use the airlock. I just don't think that much volume is going to physically fit in PMM, even for a temp stow. So hoping you can help with that. And then also we have 4 hardware JSBs and 1 WHC JSB, and I was wondering if there's any chance that those might get cleared for loading into Cygnus before overnight park.
Copy that, Zena. We're going to talk about it on the ground here. I'll get back to you soon with some answers, but highly likely we're going to have to push to orbit too.
That totally makes sense, and I'll make a crew note with the JSBs that would be super helpful to load into Cygnus to clear out some PMM volume.
That would be much appreciated. Thank you, Zena.
Houston Station 2, G2, looking for safing complete in step 1.
Hey, Johnny, I can confirm safing is complete per 1.1. You're good to proceed.
Work. Node 3 camera is on if you all want to follow along.
Much appreciated. We will do that. Thank you, sir.
So Station 2 for droplet.
Go for droplet.
I've got lab cam 2 set up. Let me know if that's a good view for you, and we'll get going on this procedure.
And that is the good view, but we're not seeing the light on the microscope again. That's what we were taking a second to look at.
Okay, I see that as well. Let me check into the power chain.
Thank you.
And Huntsville Station, it looks like the green light on the GFCI. This is switch 3 on inverter 1034, is not illuminated. Want me to reset it? And if so, I can turn off the microscope power unit or not, as you wish.
Check it.
A data point for you, Huntsville. The blue light did come on, so it appears it has come on and then gone off again.
Copy, y'all. We're talking about it. Zena, I'm back with you on 2. We're going to take this over to 3, and in the meantime, yeah, we will get you to reset that GFCI. We just won't move any cables.
Okay, copy. Switching to 3, and I won't move any cables. Would you like me to turn off any switches on the microscope controller before I reset the GFCI? We'll go and switch into 3.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and PMD. Station Houston on 2 for an available crew member and help with PMD.
Houston, Station on 2, you called?
Yes, sir, Mike. Unfortunately, we have lost our connection with the PMD on the ground. We need your help doing a couple steps to see if we can regain that so we can be ready for the troubleshooting. I've got the procedure reference for you whenever you're ready to copy.
All right, give me a few seconds to put down what I have in my hands, and I'll be right back to help.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, Houston, this is Station on Space to Ground 2, ready for pressure management device. And just to start off, I'm guessing that it must be a USB dropout connection because I can see the software running on the SSC, and PMD looks like it has green lights and ready to go, so it must be somewhere in between. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that, Mike. Very well might be that. So we'll find out with this procedure. So you want to go to the ECLIS book. It's procedure 3.8.101, pressure management device connection troubleshooting. We would like you to perform steps 3 and 4 and give us a call when you're complete with 4, and we'll take a look.
Okay, we'll go to ECLIS 3.8.101 for PMD to troubleshooting, executing 3 and 4, report back after 4. Got it.
Thank you, sir. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny or Kimya. I'm going to check on T2 before you reach step 3.
Hey, Houston. Apologies if we weren't supposed to do step 3. I didn't see a check Houston step, but we already finished step 3. We're on step 4.
Yeah, Johnny, no problem at all. There was, you didn't do anything wrong right there. We were going to do one additional check before you went to 3, but since you've already completed it, it's OBE at this point.
Okay. Is there anything you want us to check, though, before we proceed?
Johnny, let me catch you after this handover. Johnny, back with you on 2. Sorry for the delay.
No worries. We're listening.
Yeah, sorry we're a little bit behind where you guys were at on here, but just a one quick check for us here. If you look at the bottom right T2 isolator, Z-axis isolator in that location right there, we're expecting a piece of Kapton tape to be on that isolator. We want to just confirm whether or not that is there or not. And if you need a reference on here, if you look at figure 17 in your procedure, the Z-axis isolator is what we're looking for.
Okay, yes. The Z-axis isolator does have Kapton tape. It has it on the rope end as well as the other end. You got the camcorder, I'll just show you.
Copy, thanks. We're watching. And copy, Johnny. That's a good view. We are happy with that. You're go to proceed. Thanks for the extra check.
Station, Space to Ground 2 for PMD.
And we're with you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, so first off, let's start in chapter. Let's start at step number 3. The lid was open. We saw that the GUI was there. There was no device text box. I have a picture that's right in front of me. But there was in the upper right-hand corner. There was this right next to where there's a home and a settings and a question mark. There's a sign that there's a note saying hardware not found. When I went on to step number 4.1 and 4.2 and disconnected and reconnected the USB connection at both sides, I could hear the laptop. It makes a little USB chime when you connect a USB device. So the laptop is hearing and knowing that there's a USB connected. Over.
Copy that, Mike. Thanks for the info. And just to make sure we're in sync with you, currently right now, do you still see hardware not found on the GUI, or does it look connected?
Yeah, I'm headed there. So hardware not found is in the upper right-hand corner. And I'm looking for anything that says device text box per the procedure, and I don't see one. So maybe it's a different GUI or different page. But in this case, yeah, hardware not found is still the case.
Okay. Copy that, Mike. Thanks for that. What we'd like you to do now is just keep pressing through the procedure, so proceed to step 5, complete that for us, and when you're at the end of step 5, just give us another call, and we'll see if that resolved.
Okay. It looks like a power cycle of the PMD, and we will give you a call back. Wishing us luck.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for PMD.
And we are here. 20 seconds to a handover.
Great, I'll see you on the other side of the handover.
Copy that.
Two, back with you after the handover.
And we are here. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm with you on the procedure you gave me, 3.8.101, step number 5. And big picture is hardware still not found. Along the way, we powered off. We counted to 10 or 12 seconds, maybe even 15. Turned it back on. The CPU status LED is flashing now. It's at the one flash every 2 seconds. And the graphical user interface is still saying hardware not found. Just to let you know, I didn't do anything, but I looked ahead on step number 6, and the USB port that we use is the forward right USB port. I'm sorry, near the, not the back of the computer, but the front of the computer, so front and right.
Copy that, Mike. Sorry to hear that we haven't found it yet. We are right along your mindset as well. So if you could complete step 6 and give us a call at the end there, we'll see if that works.
Okay, I'm optimistic and we'll do our best.
Thank you.
And Houston Station 2, PMD.
And we are hoping for good news, Mike.
I'm sorry, can't provide any yet, but I'm confident. So we disconnected the USB from the SSE USB port for step 6. We put it into all of the other USB ports one at a time. That each and every time the laptop recognized that it had a USB connection, but the GUI did not say that hardware was found. So we are at the bottom of step 6.3, hardware not found. And currently the USB cable is in the right rear USB port.
Copy that. Well, we'll just keep trying other items here. If you could perform step 7, we'll give that one a shot.
Okay. I'll do step 7, 1, and 2, and then I think I have to wait so that you guys can do from there. So this has got to be it, Scott. I'm sure of it.
Definitely like your optimism.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for PMD, step 7.2.
And we're here, Mike.
The SSC has been powered off, powered back on, so it was a complete reboot, and it is not logged in, so we're standing by for further instructions.
Copy that. Thanks, Mike. Give us about 5 minutes, and I'll come back to you.
Roger, 5 minutes. Station T2.
With you on two, Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, we are complete here. I got pictures of all four corners. We ended up making adjustments to the lower right, the Z axis, and then the top right in the Z and Y axis. The picture should show the new marks, the new alignment marks, and as well as alignment of this number and with respect to this number cup. Happy to do a video tour as well if you want, although it is a little hard to get the camcorder to be normal to the snubber cups to really show you alignment for some of these.
Copy, Johnny. Thanks for all the help with this right here. We would appreciate a best effort video tour if you're willing to do it, and if it's too difficult to get all the areas, we'll accept pictures as an alternate.
Yeah, let's go, Shiki. All right, so we'll go to the bottom right, and I'll try and give you a straight-on, normal view as much as possible.
And we are watching. And we are good with that view right there, Johnny. Happy with that view. Thank you.
Yeah, these next two, top left and top right, are just, you can see there's an Edivere and then Toka in the way, so it's really hard to get the camcorder in there, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, best effort. All we're asking for there. Thanks, Johnny. And we like that view. Thank you. If you could take a picture of that view, we would appreciate it as well.
I've got pictures from every axis for all four corners, and we'll download them on SSC7 after we're done.
That is perfect.
I think the top left is really going to be hard to make an assessment with the camcorder. There's just a huge amount of parallax because I can't get the camcorder in the proper position. But the picture will be much better. It is a much smaller device.
Copy that, Johnny. We are good with the pictures for that one. We'll get those downloaded and take a look. But great work. This video tour has been really helpful.
Okay, copy. And we still got one more axis for each cup. I'm going to go back to the bottom right.
Copy that. We're still watching. And we're good with that view. Thanks, Johnny.
You can move the handrail if you need.
No need, Johnny. We are good with that view.
And this next one also, I'm going to probably need to move the handrail for you. Otherwise, it's just going to really offset the camcorder, causing a lot of parallax. I'll try and do my best to get it in there. This might need to get removed. We'll see.
Yeah, Johnny, no need to remove anything. Understand it's difficult to get the camcorder here. We can just take the pictures for this one. It's easier for you.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that. I think the top left one also has the same issue. There's just not enough real estate to get a camcorder in there to give you a good view. Unfortunately, the camera is very small, and so I was able to get very good normal orthogonal views.
And we appreciate it. No problem. Happy to take those photos. We'll take a look and let you know if there's anything else we find. Appreciate the help with all of it.
And Houston Station on 2 for pressure management.
You read my mind, Mike. I was just about to come back to you here. Unfortunately, I'm not coming with good news right here.
Scott, I was watching, and I could see that the computer and the pressure management device just aren't talking to each other. Happy to help. I started my lunch early so we can keep up with things. But I'm guessing that there's probably another USB cable that can work for it here, even though it may not be the exact one for PMD. I think it's a universal serial bus, so I'm happy to go find a cable while you guys scratch your heads and come up with some good ideas.
Copy that, Mike. I think for right now, we are scratching our heads a bit, but if you could re-perform step 5 to do the PMD power cycle, let's give that a shot first, see if that clears it up.
Great. I like your optimism, sir. We will repeat step 5 as written and let you know.
And we have our fingers crossed down here.
Station 2, PMD.
Yes, sir. We are here. Minute and a half to a handover.
The PMD is power cycled. The CPU LED is flashing once every 2 seconds, and we still see on the GUI hardware not found.
Copy that, Mike. So I am trying not to dampen the optimism here, so we're going to scratch our heads a bit. Our suggestion here is go ahead and take the rest of your meal. Coming out the other side of your meal here, looks like we're probably going to try using a different SSC. But we'll catch you whenever you're done with lunch.
Okay. Happy to help. And I'm going to be done with lunch in about 15 minutes, if that much. So should I just call you when I'm ready? Or is it that old famous, don't call us, we'll call you?
Yeah, Mike, you can just give us a call when you're ready to help out. There's no rush on there, so take your time if you need to eat. We'll be waiting. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and T2. Quick go back.
Scott, Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny, sorry for the go back, but just to make sure that we're in sync with you, wanted to confirm, did you complete all of the actions in step 7 of the procedure?
I think so. Let me pull it up. I can't recall what step 7 was.
Yeah, copy, Johnny. So the main thing we're looking for step 7 is we want to make sure the tool sweep was completed.
Yes, we did. Yeah, so off the top of my head, 1-inch gap on the sides, which we do with a 3/4-inch socket, and then the top and bottom is 9/16 socket. Yes, we did do that, and everything was cleared, no contact.
Copy that. That's great news. And last piece on there, can you confirm the snubber guides were removed at the end of the procedure?
Sure. Snubber guides are removed. I realize I turned off the Note 3 camera. I can turn it back on for you all for SA and or focus it onto the data LEDs.
Don't mind. We would take that. We appreciate it. Thanks for all the help with this.
Pleasure. In work. Johnny, to clarify, you want overall SA zoomed up view, or do you want a close-up of the data LEDs?
Close-up of the LEDs would be great. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay, Scott, that is done. Let me know if you need any changes.
That looks great to us. Appreciate it, Johnny.
My pleasure, buddy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Droplet.
Station, with you.
Hey, we're going to move over to Space to Ground 4, first of all, and then we are just going to perform step 10 so I can read you those steps because I know you don't have it on your iPad.
Appreciate that. Moving to 4 and step 10. Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for an available crew member and T2 camera.
Set on 2.
Hi, Kimia. Looks like we've lost connection with the camera that you've got pointed towards the T2 LEDs. Could you check the cables, turn it back on, see if we can recover it?
Okay, understand. Excellent. I'm sure you're going to check it, so please come back.
Copy, thank you.
So station on Space Ground 2 for the North Sea terminal.
And we've got the view back. Thanks for the help.
Actually, that was not a lie. When Mike-san checked, it was actually turned off somehow. So we just recycled the power, then came back.
It's a mystery, but thanks for the help.
Thank you very much.
And Houston Station on 2, PMD, by the GUI, graphical user interface, and looks like no joy so far. How can we help?
So, Johnny on 2, looking for a go on AccuWatch.
Johnny, we're ready for you. You have the go in 2.1.
Here we go. Thanks. Main 2, can you verify you've got good telemetry for the AccuWatches?
One second. We had a crash in the rack software, so we'll need a couple minutes to recover that. But once we get that back, I will call you if we need any of those watchers to be reseated.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Sensation for region Rochelle Tank Train, looking for a go in 3.1.2.
And Johnny, you have a go.
Thanks, Laura. Sensation 2, Recycle Tank Train, step 5.8 to the fill drain valve position is in fill, and the present port is unkept.
And, hey, Johnny, and sorry we got caught in a handover, but that was a good configuration. And then also when you get into your next procedure, you have a go in step 3 at decimal 1.
Go 3.1 for the next one. Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2, 4-star stem cell.
Zena, Huntsville's with you on 2. You ready to get started? I can confirm that LSG decontamination is complete.
Copy. I am ready to get going, and let me know what space to ground you'd like me on.
We'll be on Space Ground 4 today.
Perfect. Switching to 4.
Station 2 for the ETS offload out of air. The double green urine trench compressor hose connected to Pedagio Linea on the new FAA 1513.
That's a good CO number, Johnny. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Can I get an early start on setting up the video camcorder for ACO checkout on T2?
Yep, you can go ahead and get stuff set up. We just don't want you to start the actual checkout quite yet.
Please.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Just heads up, we have some comments about the view whenever you're ready.
Houston, Johnny on 2. I'm ready to capture comments regarding the field of view.
Hey, sorry if we made you swap ATUs there for Mike. Thanks for that. Hey, I've got 3 comments about 2 different camera views. So for the Node 1 camera, we'd like for you to try to zoom out, if possible, on that one. We're trying to get a view of the entire treadmill platform. And I'm just going to pause while I'm watching you move that camera.
Yeah, zoom out and then kind of aim it higher, so maybe more into the module.
We're just trying to see the bottom of the treadmill a little bit more. You might not really have to change the aiming angle too much. We're hoping to just zoom out a little.
Great. Houston, is that better or worse? I've added another Bogan arm, so I have a lot of articulation ability now.
Checking on the view, and yeah, sorry about that with the Bogan arm. We realize we're going to add to the procedures in the future to use too.
Oh, no worries at all.
Hey, Johnny, and just while the engineers are talking about that view, I'm going to talk to you about our comments on the Node 3 camera. So for that one, we need the angle to be that looking in to the snubber cup a little bit more. Just have to kind of, if I'm standing behind the camera looking at it, I'm kind of rotating it down into my right a little bit and sweeping it around to face into that snubber cup. Just a little bit,
And then also we see something, some kind of line or material, like a wire type, in the view. It's close to the rack power switch, and we're hoping you could tell us what that is.
Could you give me port starboard overhead deck directions?
Yep, I'm
just left, right, up or down.
Yep, I'm just thinking a sec.
Tell me the camcorder, and then with respect to that camcorder, left, right, up or down, I can help.
And sorry, Johnny, we're just pausing because we're actually looking at this number view right now to see if we like it.
You can see it looks like it's pretty dark. Do you want me to grab an extra work light?
Good question. We're checking. All right, Johnny, and for the snubber view, we'd like for you to zoom out just a little bit. We're trying to capture also the MTL hoses that are down in that standoff. We also like your idea to get the light. Thank you for that one.
Okay, how is that? I can turn up the intensity on the work light, but these things run out of battery very quick. I've currently got a 50% intensity. I could also grab another light.
Check in on the light, but otherwise for both views, we like both camera views.
Okay, that's great news.
All right, Johnny, we like the light. Thank you. Flight just wants you to work real fast before that battery goes out. So the pressure is on. And hey, just if you could look at what is kind of hanging close to the rec power switch. We think it might be a zip tie that you used yesterday. We're just trying to verify what that is hanging out down there. Yep, it is whatever is right down in there hanging out. Yep, I think you just moved it.
It's really tattered soft cloth. I think it was called an FDS. The same material that the FDS panels are made out of. Very, very soft fabric. Would you like me to, I don't know, I can Kapton tape it out of the way?
Checking.
It's pretty shredded. Like, it is coming apart. In fact, it's so shredded, I won't cut it, but it's only on a few threads.
All right, we copy. We're talking about it. And Johnny, we're just talking about your tape idea. It's a great one. We're just taking our time because we're not quite ready to start the checkout yet either. So sorry, we're putting you on hold there. And Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We like your tape idea. You're welcome to work on that now while we're still talking about getting ready for the activation and checkout.
Is gray tape okay, or do you want Kapton?
Kapton tape, please.
Station 2, that has been taped out of the way. Let me know if there's anything else you'd like me to do.
Thanks, Johnny. We are actually ready for you to start the activation and checkout.
I am clip in, and this is actually my first time doing an ACO for T2. Do you mind walking me through?
Yep, no problem. Give us just a sec. And Johnny, so we saw some FOD yesterday. So first thing you're going to do is two manual tread belt rotations. You're just checking for any off nominal resistance.
Is there a trick to doing this, or just kind of using my feet and manually moving the tread?
Yep, using your feet is the right way to do it. And just big picture, too, we're just going through and checking out the components in T2, moving them, rotating them, just making sure the motors are working properly.
Great, that's two full revolutions.
We copy that, Johnny. We saw it. Thank you. However, we did lose the Node 3 camera. Do you mind checking the connections on that one for us?
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with this camcorder. I saw a signature early that I had never seen. This is something fan failed on the LCD screen. Never seen it before. And I've noticed now a few times that it keeps turning off on its own. I thought it was a fluke, but it just did it again. So based on what I saw earlier, I wonder if there's an internal fan that's broken and then it's just kind of overheating and turning itself off. So I'm going to switch out to a different camcorder.
We copy all. Thanks. Good plan to swap out.
The serial number of the suspected broken camcorder is 4929910022.
Right, I got 4929100022.
There's an extra 29, so 4929
29291000022.
We got it. Thanks.
Okay. You may have read that back to me correctly. Sorry if you didn't. I realize the serial number is probably the Canon serial number. It doesn't look like a NASA serial number. I can't really find a NASA sticker on this thing.
Copy. Thanks.
Okay, I got the new camcorder on. Let me get the wide lens for it.
We copy.
Okay, large on hand, too. I think we're ready to go.
All right, thanks, Johnny, and we like that camera view. So I did just want to tell you for the procedure-wise, you're essentially, setting up like you're doing an exercise, but you're going to be logging into an activation and checkout profile. We were just talking about those manual revolutions that you did earlier, and we think that you might not have been logged in. We'd like for you to get logged in and then go back and do those two revolutions.
You got it. Yep, I was not logged in. All right, so let me look for ACO.
And while you're doing that, I did just get a correction. We do not need you to redo those two revolutions. So your login, yes, please do. And then steps 1.2 through 1.6, we've completed on the ground. So you're essentially logging in right now in the end of that step one.
Okay, I see active ACO. All right, so I'm logged in, and then I have a, which protocol would you like me to do? There's active ACO protocol, passive ACO protocol, and a few others.
You should see one that says active ACO protocol.
Okay, I'm loading it now.
Awesome. And that's your step 4.5 in the procedure. And so it's got multiple kind of speed profile sequences where you'll do 5 miles per hour for 6 minutes, 4 miles per hour for 3 minutes, 7 miles per hour for 6 minutes, got a 3.5 miles per hour, a 9, a 3, and then a 4.5 miles per hour.
All right. Nice workout. Hey, I'm ready to begin. Do I just hit start?
Yep, and just like a not normal exercise, you'll see that select zero load and check all your heart rate data, make sure the screen's set up the way you want, and nothing else from us. Have a nice run.
Great, thank you. I'll get my jams all set up, and then I'll be starting here in a bit.
All right, and you can dream about those French fries that Sunny promised you guys. Work off those fries.
Yeah, sounds good. In-N-Out fries, animal style. That's what I'd like.
Nice.
Houston Station T2.
Go ahead for T2.
Hey, at the next walking interval, can I use the bathroom? Should I just pause it or leave it running? What's the best way? Or if I need to keep writing this also. Okay, I can hold it.
We're checking. Hey, Johnny, you are go to pause. And we wanted to let you know, too, your in-flight debrief start time is flexible, so take all the time you need.
Okay, we'll pause and copy on the debrief. Thanks. Then station 2, T2.
Go ahead.
The run is over. Anything else I need to do to close out?
You should have gotten that nominal kind of end-of-workout summary. You'll just hit that login button to go back to the login screen, like just like you normally do, and that'll push the data to us. Reminder, we just need about 4 hours to review. But otherwise, it's nominal exercise, cleanup activities. And if you wouldn't mind, I mean, take your time doing all that, but if you wouldn't mind letting us know about how much time you think you need to do the cleanup, we'll let the folks that are waiting to start the in-flight debrief know.
I think I'll be ready in 10 minutes. I'm just going to stretch and then mosey on over. Do you need me to reposition the cameras so that you have a visual on the LED status of T2?
Yes, we will take you up on that. Thank you. And thanks for that video setup, Johnny. And hey, just on the in-flight debrief, just heads up so you can kind of plan your day. We would like to end that activity at the time that it's scheduled.
All right, Johnny, do you still need the Node 1 camera looking at this in Node 3?
We do not. Thanks for asking. And Johnny, just to be clear about the in-flight debrief activity, we do want that one to end as scheduled. And just to be clear, Johnny, too, so that you're not having to track the end time, flight is going to end it on time.
Copy. Sorry. I'd be giving thumbs up to the camcorder, so you may not have been seeing Copy. We will end as prescribed on the timeline.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that. Yep, and I had turned away from looking at the video.
Station on 2 for Stotrac and item number 291.02.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, earlier in the day we asked if there was an alternate location, so I'm just checking back. If there isn't, that's okay, but we're almost done with this bag and we'd love to put it away, but all good.
Give me just a sec and I'll get to that new location.
No worries, we're here all day.
Hey Mike, those ZCAM phone boxes can be trashed in Cygnus at the port 4 inner, and items can go inside of the bag.
Okay, copy what you said. I'm looking for item 291.02, which is a Ziploc full of Ziplocs. I mean a Ziploc full of bubble bags, sorry.
Copy, give me just a sec.
Is that just to help with the investigation? There is only one bag left, and its barcode is the one that ends in 34J. The one that ended in 33J, Yui-san was able to put that one away. So this is just for one Ziploc full of bubble bags.
All right, I'm just verifying for the one Ziploc full of bubble bags. All right, Mike, the ZCAM foam boxes that you found, those are what can be trashed in the Cygnus Port 4 inner. And then that is going to give you the space to put that line item 291.02 in the location that's listed in Stotrac.
Okay, we copy now, and it all makes sense. I have Yui-san himself here who wrote the original note, and so I very much understand. So we copy that the ZCAM foam can be removed and put into Cygnus Port 4 Inner.
You got it. And I do have a couple other deltas from Stotrac. It's got a bunch of serial numbers and stuff in it, so just not urgent or anything, but let me know when you guys are ready to copy.
We totally want to hear you. If you don't mind, we're going to start typing this in so we don't forget the bus Cygnus Port 4 Inner. Then if give us a few seconds, and then we'll be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Station on Spacer Ground 2 for stowage. Thank you for your patience. Happy to copy some more notes.
All right. So this is from Zena's note from earlier. There were 5 JSBs that were found. 3 of the 5 can be trashed and put in that same Cygnus Port 4 inner. Let me know when you're ready to copy those 3 serial numbers.
So great news, we will get to it right away. So we're looking forward to taking some of those JSBs out of the PMM, and we're ready to copy 3 serial numbers.
All right, that's 5483, and serial number 2 is 5592, and then serial number 3 is 5590.
Actually, 5483, 5592, and 5590 are my middle numbers. So we got those written down, and we will put those into Cygnus Port.
Excellent. Hey, and I got some more, I don't know if this one's good news, but a couple other Stotrac updates for you. And that is that when you get to steps 2, 9, or 3 through 2, 9, or 7, you need to update the final location for those as airlock deployed.
Hey, that's actually great news. That was Zena's question from this morning and suggestion. The PMM is just chock full of awesomeness. So we will take those 5 items, 293 to 297, and deploy them inside the airlock. And that'll be temporary still as we move the Cygnus out of the way of upcoming Soyuz. Copy and thank you.
Awesome. And all your middle names are going to be cargo ops during all this Cygnus and HTV-X ops going on.
Oh, yes. This is a lot of fun, and thank you for all the information. If we have questions, of course, we'll ask.
Thanks, Mike.
Houston Station 2 for Node 3 camera.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to check and make sure you all are ready for me to tear down the camera that's pointing at the T2 LEDs, or if you'd like that data a little longer.
Yeah, Zena, you can go ahead and tear that down. And hey, just a heads up, Johnny swapped cameras for us earlier, so that Node 3 camera is a new one. I don't think there are any labels on the old one, but if you could just double check, make sure there's nothing on there. There might be a label that says like which Node 3 camera it is. But let us know if you see any labels on it, and also move them onto the new camera.
Okay, we can do that. No problem.
And we'll take a serial number of that new camera too when you get a chance.
Absolutely. Let me find where the serial number is on these things. Oh, I found it. It is 1021.
Happy 1021, and just heads up too, we're getting all the paperwork together to trash that camera that Johnny said was maybe had a fan issue.
Sounds good to me, thanks. Station 2 for camcorder.
Go ahead.
Okay, just following up, there was not a label on the old one, but I went ahead and labeled it sus anyway and made a Node 3 label for the new one.
Thanks so much, appreciate it.
Station 2 for droplets.
We're with you on 2, Zena.
Hey, are you all ready for me to start the power off and deconfig?
That's affirm. We're ready. Once you get that completed, we do have one request. After removing the droplet experiment from the microscope, if you wouldn't mind reaching in and tightening the 4X objective lens, we'd appreciate it.
Hey, I'll give the 4X objective a tighten once I get everything removed. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you, Zena.
Station 2 for Kermit.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, the objective is Titan, and it was pretty loose. Is there any interest in applying a little piece of Kapton tape or two to help keep it from vibrating loose?
Checking.
And, Dina, we like the idea. We'll just take note of it for now, though.
Copy works for me, and all the other ones were still tight, just FYI.
We copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Zena and Droplet.
Yeah, on 2.
Hey, Zena, just for our own understanding, do you have an estimate on how many times you turned the objective lens to get it tightened again? Just trying to gauge how good it was.
It was less than a quarter turn. It was just not tight, and so it was pretty free to spin, I would say.
Great. Let's get into less than a quarter turn.
Less than a quarter turn, but effectively no running torque.
Copy all. Thank you for the report.
Station Houston on 2 for the guy with the power signal as a middle name.
Yes, that's me. How can I help?
Hey, Sunny told me that you got a PMD cert today, and so we need your help repowering PMD so that we can take a look at the current when it starts up. And hey, just a heads up too, when you floated by and waved earlier, flight waved back to you.
Great. Awesome. I will continue to wave at all of you, including especially flight. Copy. I will earn my PMD cert, which comes with French fries, and we will repower. Are you ready for the repower now?
We are.
The station on 2 for pressure management device.
Go ahead.
Power was accomplished, and PMD has a successful connection to the graphical user interface on the SSC.
And we see good data. Thank you so much.
Also, for the rest of the day in PMD, I'm happy to help, including chair down and other steps. Just let me know when you're ready for anything, and we'll do our best.
We will be taking you up on that later today. Thanks so much.
So, since I have you, I wanted to let you know that we moved those three hardware JSDs, 5590, 5592, and 5483 into Cygnus P4 inner. We left a crew note, and I'm about to take some photos.
You guys rock. Thank you so much. I'm going to change your middle name to Rockstar.
Nobody would believe you. But they might believe that that I didn't leave the note in Stone Note. It was a crew note on my Cygnus Cargo Ops note. I couldn't find a easy, smart way to put it into the stowage note, or into stow traps.
Copy that, and going into handover. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. Hey, if you're about to start ARED, you can ignore this, and I'll catch you later. But just heads up, we are looking for the serial number of that HHM that you reported with the loose connection.
I copy of the old one.
Yeah, that old one with the loose connector. There were just two serial numbers listed in StoTrack, so we just wanted to make sure we're tracking the right one.
Okay, Houston. Unfortunately, this one does not actually have its label on it anymore. I can give you the long number that is written on the bottom of the camcorder. I'm not sure if that is at all related to its serial number, but the white label with its serial number is pulled off.
And sorry, Zena, I think we might have just miscommunicated with you earlier. Was there a HHN that you called down about that maybe had a loose connector that we just completely misread one of your calls from earlier? Handheld mic. We thought that you were telling us earlier about a handheld mic with a loose connector, and I think now you might have been telling us about the camcorder.
Oh, I think I know what's happening. Neither of those things. I was talking to Huntsville about a loose objective on the Kermit microscope.
All right. We thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for checking.
Houston Station on Spacer Ground 2 with a follow-up to the follow-up on the JSPs.
Go ahead for JSP.
Yes. I think I walked myself into a handover. It's old Capcom trick. What I wanted to say is those three JSPs that you mentioned have been stowed. There's a crew note that I left on my activity on Optimus. I couldn't find a good place to put it in StoTrack. Secondly, there are photos of Cygnus Port 4 Inner with available on SSC number 9 for downlink.
And we copied all. Thanks. No more tricks. Except for those tricks. You can do those all the time. And Slide did wave again.
So, Station Hall, Space Ground 2 for SSC swap.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm actually asking this question in advance, not executing yet, but this procedure says like SSC 19 to Dragon and SSC 12 to lab. Currently, we have SSC 12 in lab and SSC 19 in Dragon. So is it kind of like a mistake, or should I leave as is? I'm just asking, what should I do for this?
Checking.
Q.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimmy. I got an answer. I just can't tell if you could hear me very well, but if you give me a thumbs up, I'll keep talking. All right, sorry, I just know when you're in Node 1, it's a little harder to hear. But hey, that we just made a procedure mistake. That's on us. We swap these Dragon and Lab SSCs back and forth every week. And so we just gave you the wrong procedure. We need you to put the SSC that's in Dragon right now in the lab and the one that's in the lab in Dragon.
Okay, yeah, that's easy. So I'm going to excuse that on time. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and ICO laptop troubleshooting.
That's on 2.
Hey, this is Munich on 2. We are having some problems with our ICO laptop in Columbus. I'm just wondering if someone could check the cabling, so the LAN cable and the power cable. I've got a location when you're ready to copy.
Need to copy.
Hey, the location is Col 1, starboard end cone.
Okay, starboard end cone. What's the laptop name again? Sorry.
Laptop name is Eichel, so that's Echo India Charlie Lima.
Cool, thank you.
And Munich, Kimiya-san's floating over, but I'm in the Columbus, the beautiful Columbus, wonderful Columbus already. Eichel 2 is, we've been helping troubleshoot for a while, so we're kind of familiar with Eichel 2. The power cord is in, an LED, a small LED saying it is being powered, and I guess it worked its way out. Just know if this is helping you and if we should take further actions.
Thanks, Mike. You are a hero. You have solved our problems. And, yeah, if you can Yeah, thanks for the Kapton tape suggestion. If it's still loose, then we can only suggest maybe a little bit more. We might have to see if we can get that cable or that part replaced in the near future, because it seems to be a recurring issue. Thanks again.
No, we realize your data are important. Kinia-san is headed to get the Kapton tape. He's really good at this. So we will put a little bit more Kapton tape, again, to ensure that the connection remains constant. The CMAO laptop also has a similar set of Kapton tape, so we might just put a little bit on CMAO also. And again, we're here to serve, so glad that you called, and please feel free at any time. We'll do our best.
Bobby, thanks, Mike, and thanks to Kimya as well for his volunteering. On the CMAO as well, that would be great.
And Kinia-san's working on some tape for both laptops, so we'll take some pictures and send them down to you so you have an idea of what we've done, and also any ideas for the future.
Copy, Mike. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
So, station on Spaceground 2 for Cygnus Cargo Ops.
Go ahead, Kimya.
I have Cygnus Cargo Ops, but at this point, I don't have much things to do other than like maybe put some forms into the between the some like JSPs. But I may actually, if it's helpful for you, I can take some like a video tour by using Node 1 camera and show you inside of the signals right now and help you maybe analysis, or you can guide us maybe what kind of places will be allow us to put some bubble wrap bags or like a form in these conditions for the orbit park.
That's a great idea, Kimya. We love that idea for the video. Let's do it at your convenience.
Okay, so I'm going to prepare Node 1 camera and please stand by. And once turned on, I'm going to just get into the signals and show you what you want to see.
Awesome. And we'll take your recommendations on what you want to show us, and if ISO ends up telling me something that they're really interested in checking out, then I'll kind of redirect you. But otherwise, we'll check out whatever you want to show us.
Okay, understand. Houston on Spaceground 2. Yes, I will not have any comms while I'm showing you guys. So probably I'm going to show you we are using like at least one drop to secure these JSPs or like payloads. So please confirm that is good enough or not after the video tour. And also, I'm going to actually show you potential maybe filling places for the forms or like bubble wrap bags. I'm going to point at you that place. And if it's okay or not, please tell me whether it is okay place or not after the video tour.
Yep, that all sounds great. We will sync up with you after the tour. Thanks.
Thank you.
Munich station on Space to Ground 2.
Station, Munich is with you on 2.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that photos of Eichel number 2 and CMAO are available on SSC number 9 for downlink. They aren't great photos, but I think they'll give you really a nice understanding of Kimya Yui's excellent Kapton tapemanship.
Hey, and station on 2 for Kimya. Sorry, I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm interrupting you. I'm just trying to catch Kimya real quick before he goes into Cygnus. Kimya, it looks like you can hear me. I just wanted to give you a heads up that we are going into a 5-minute KU LOS very soon. So if you wouldn't mind standing by, we'll let you know when's a good time to start the video tour.
And Yui-san copied.
And Kimya, correction, you've got about 5 minutes until a 20-minute KU LOS starts. So if you want to do a 5-minute video tour now, we'll catch it. But then we're gonna lose video for 20 minutes.
Great. Yui-san has now departed the International Space Station and went into Cygnus, the SS William McCool.
Thanks, Mike. And I'm sorry I had to interrupt your conversation there with Munich.
Monday night, yes.
And station Munich on to Mike, just back with you. We copy SSC9, and thank you and Kimia again for the support.
Anytime. We really appreciate what Columbus brings to the international collaboration of the International Space Station, so that's our privilege to help. So just let us know what you need.
Thanks, Mike.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. No response required. Just wanted to say thank you. We appreciate that, and thanks for pointing that stuff for us. And Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, Comtrek. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Comtrek. Go ahead. And that all sounds great. Thank you so much. And just to be clear, too, we're happy with what you did, so thanks so much.
Houston Station 2, Region Recycle Tank, step 7.5, the field drain valve position is in process, and the compressor port, red tape line is connected to the compressor port.
That's a great config. Thanks, Johnny.
So, Johnny 2, looking for a go, LSG.
Johnny, you're go. We're ready for LSG to be stowed.
Sean.
Station Houston on 2 for power cycle, middle name, with the PMD, early go at your convenience. And I can see you today, so I'm just going to go ahead and start talking. I think I'm just going to rename your power cycle. But you have a go in that first step of your teardown activity. You can do it at your convenience. And I think you might know this, but just in case you don't, so you've got those two activities on your timeline, one before DPC, one after. It's the same activity. We just split it up like that so that we could make sure to account for all the time it was going to take you. If you are go for the whole thing, you just need to go from us in that first step, and now you have it. Yeah, thanks, Mike. And I think I feel a little bad today. I think Sunny just put me out of a job. So he did so good earlier. Thanks, Mike. Yay, tricks just for me. Always for TJ. He's waving at you. Go ahead. So we think Pluto Rob down here might have fixed that about 2-3 minutes ago, so try it now. And just came into focus, sold it there a sec, and we're reading. Can you try closing and the app and then reopening? See if that works. Okay, I already did. All right, we're thinking. Should have known you would do that. Bummer. Okay, we thought we had fixed it, so we're going to keep thinking. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the data. And I'll tell you, we thought that it was a password issue, so we thought we had fixed it, but Pluto's thinking about it.
Sorry, yeah, back on 2. I just tried IPv on 5 gigahertz and it worked. We are going to go through our iPad. We have a... Except for 2 crew members, it is working on 1 for 2.4 and 1 on 5 gigahertz. So I think so far that's pretty good. Don't hear back from us. I would assume that it is working for all crew members. Thanks for the help, Pluto.
We copy all. Thanks. Good news. We saw you levitating.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for pressure and configuring the quick release pin.
All right. We're with you.
Are really great to, again, to work with you all today. Thank you. And if you could pass on to the PMD team that I was able to, without very much difficulty, to configure the quick release pin. And it's in the stowed position for the procedure. And I know we were having trouble with that earlier, so maybe some of today's troubleshooting might have made that possible today. Over.
We copy that, and thank you for your troubleshooting. Very much appreciate it. I'm going to tell Sonny that these flips are for him. Thank you. He did a nice job. Hey, don't break anything. Never. Good night. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member with a T2 status, and it is not urgent.
Yeah, Houston, we didn't catch all that. We know that you called. How can we help?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to give you a T2 status. We think it's going to take us quite a bit longer to get to review all the data for T2 from today. So we're going to plan to put a T2 status in the daily summary tomorrow morning so you guys know if it's go or no-go. And then I know we had mentioned we have some questions for Johnny. I just also wanted to offer up that we can put those in the daily summary as well. So if we don't hear from him tonight, we'll put that in the daily summary too.
Copy all. That's a fantastic idea for the daily summary. So thank you very much for that. And we'll pass on the word to Johnny, and it'll be his option. He'll either give you a call or answer the questions in the daily summary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sensation 2, follow-up. Or T2 questions.
Hey, Johnny. We just had a couple questions about your use on T2 today. So just kind of big picture, you know, we did the MTL hose, R&R, you did the checkout. The team is just kind of thinking about how's the VIS doing, and did you have any observations about the VIS or T2 components that might stick out? And it's okay if nothing does. But we're just wondering, hey, was there any kind of unusual bumps while you were using it, or did you notice anything unique?
Well, passive mode feels very different from active mode, and so it's also one of those things that because I don't run in active mode, it just, the whole experience feels different for me. So I really can't say. The times I do remember, it doesn't really feel any different. I'm kind of a hard runner, and that's why I do generate some bumps, and that's also why I don't run in active mode.
Copy that, Johnny. Thanks. That is helpful for us. We are still working on getting T2 back to being go. We mentioned this to Mike, but just we'll put the status in the daily summary tomorrow, just because I think it's going to come pretty late tonight. But just for any crew member, if they notice something unique, let us know. We're not really tracking anything special. Just, you know, keep us posted, because we just want to make sure this hardware lasts us through the rest of ISS.
Good words. And so I assume the next two T2 uses will still require smoke detection to be inhibited?
That is correct.
Sounds good. And just to communicate clearly, the crew is really okay if we don't have T2 over the weekend. You know, CVS is a good alternative. I mean, ideally it'd be nice to have T2, but it's not something that I think anyone in Houston needs to bring it back over or work really late for.
Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate that and are going to keep that in mind. And hey, just also, we'll put that reminder in the daily summary about the next two uses and the smoke detector inhibit, so you guys don't have to try to remember it tonight.
Yeah, I'll also put a note on T2, which is usually a helpful reminder. And it's okay if we don't have a response now, but is there any more context to needing to do a adjustment for the number of pins next week, or that there might need to be some adjustments? And maybe that's related to the story of trying to get more data on the ACO.
We noticed that the top left X-axis snubber, the pin for it, is very, very slightly out of alignment. It's just like about an 1/8 of an inch out. So it's just for long-term risk and fatigue on the system that we want to do the alignment. This misalignment is small enough that it doesn't impede the T2 use, so it's something we want to do soon, but it's not like it's got to be done before you actually use T2.
Copy. And I assume that was determined mostly from the pictures?
That's correct.
Okay, copy. Well, let us know if there's anything we can do. We're always willing to help. And if I don't talk to you for the rest of today, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for supporting.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that. And I'll be around next week. I think I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Have a good weekend. Talk to you then. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, at your convenience for your favorite piece of exercise hardware.